All right, thank you, Joseph. I'll take it from here. Thank you so much, man. Hi, Paul. How are you doing today, man?
Hi, how's it going?
Going pretty well. Thank you for asking, man. Happy Monday.
Good. Thank you. Same to you.
Well, I see here you're just speaking with Joseph, and he does a really good job. He got you pre-qualified for this opportunity we have here today. Now, as a director here, it's my whole duty to essentially make sure we can actually get you qualified and really pick out what's going to best fit you, because we have a lot of different options, and I only want to get you in this
area. Excuse me 1 second, sorry.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hi, sorry about that.
All good, man. All good.
So what were you saying then?
Yeah, I was just going to ask a few questions off of the notes that Joseph sent over to me, just making sure I have a clear-cut idea of your business. I really only want to get you what's going to help you best, because we're a full-fledged marketing company with a lot of different options. So we definitely got something here that's going to fit you good. So getting right into this, PC nerds, you're doing like computer repairs, troubleshooting, what have you?
Basically, IT for small businesses, yeah. In addition to computer repairs, yeah. Occasionally,
okay.
I get some computer repairs, but a lot of it's just going to businesses. For instance, right now, I'm at a restaurant in Somerville, setting them up. So.
Okay, cool. Like just setting up like their POS systems and things like that.
Yeah. Cameras, servers, you name it. So.
Nice, awesome, man. And what's working for you for marketing right now? How are you getting business in?
I'm not doing any marketing right now.
Oh, really? Just like word of mouth?
Just word of mouth. And so far I've been very busy.
Wow.
It's great for one person, but if I want to expand it, you know, that's why I'm listening to you. Because I'm thinking of hiring people to help out. So.
Awesome. Awesome. It seems like the perfect time then. And that's actually really impressive that you are finding the kind of work that you are right now. It's really rare to just get that all entirely off of word of mouth. So congratulations.
Yeah, well, you know, it's also the ratings help. So when people see like a 4.8 review on Yelp or Google, that they jump on it a lot of times.
100%.
Or I get the failed jobs from competitors that couldn't do data recovery, for instance, or something else.
Oh, interesting. So you get them as well, like kind of like scooping
in. I get them as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll just essentially help you out on that end, really promote you out there, because it comes down to just covering those searches. So you have a okay presence right now, and we're going to elevate that certainly on Google. We're going to make sure that you show up at the top of those ranks legitimately as soon as people are searching up any type of IT help.
No, I know. I used to have, so I went through these, I'll just give you a preface so you don't have to go through the spiel.
Okay.
Since I'm, you know, I'm in IT, I went to University of Texas at Austin, and my friend and I both graduated from there, but he went on to do SEO stuff, and he was doing my SEO stuff for the longest time. But, you know, he ended up moving to Greece and so forth, so he stopped doing it.
Okay, gotcha. So
at one point I know all about SEO, I know all about the rankings, and he had me up on, I'm not sure if he was doing his backlinks or how he was doing it, but anyways, he had me on the first page for years.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so we'll just take over that, of course, on Google. Just to give you a quick rundown, we also submit you, like, to 49 other top directories. Like, the big ones are, like, Yelp, Bing, Safari, Thumbtack, what have you. Really making sure people have their own preference in how they're looking up things. You still show up on those other directories. We also put about 400 individual ads out there on Facebook for you every single month, really making sure that you show up as one of the first options, regardless of where they're looking, as well as the target advertising. So they're already doing those searches. If they say anything around their phone, you'll show up on their Facebook as well, and we'll manage all that for you. Yeah, it's really great. Just really covering all of your bases for you. There's really nothing else outside of this that you'll actually need beyond this. It really covers everything for you. And with this, okay, it's month to month. It's no type of contract. We don't feel the need to do that. We know generally with you being with a month or two with us, it's something that you see for yourself. The results are evident. So it's just us wanting the opportunity to show you that we can do this. Now, how long have you been in business for?
About 25 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So let me go ahead. We have a discount specifically for that I'm going to go ahead and print out for you. Yeah, because anyone over 15 years, we love working with you, especially if you've been getting by off of word of mouth, that means you're just doing good work. And when matched with some marketing, it's just a recipe for more success. And let me go ahead and do that for you.
That's right.
All right, so I went ahead and did that, and actually it reduces the cost of this all the way down by 50%. So your month-to-month would actually only be $299 a month, and that's a fixed rate for you that we'll maintain for as long as you have us.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, great. Now, to do that...
I'm going to make life easy for you.
Awesome.
Now, do you guys need to log into the... Are you going to redo the website as well? Do you need to log in information?
Would you like us to redo your website?
It wouldn't be a bad idea because I actually did it on the fly. I did it like in a day. Sat down and, yeah. But,
okay, yeah,
so
we'll
it definitely
that.
Needs.
We'll do that. No additional cost, and we'll use your own domain as well that you already have it. So that's perfect. I'll go ahead and put it down for one. We won't do it at any additional cost either. We'll fully recreate it for you, give it a brand new look, really put anything you like on there as well. It's perfect.
Okay.
So let's get right into it. So what are your hours of operation looking like right now, Paul?
10 to 6.
And is that Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
And
I think I'm listed as 10 to 7. I don't even know because, quite frankly, I just keep on working.
Yeah, this would essentially just be when you're open to take phone calls for the most part, you know. So 10 to 7, that sounds just fine. And then I don't think you need to be licensed for this. Is that right? Or do you have any type of license that coincides with it?
Yeah, certifications. You don't have to be licensed, though.
Okay, it just has certs. Okay, perfect. And then
are
you insured with this business, I assumed?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting us to market you in?
I would say definitely Brookline, of course, and Boston. Newton. Waltham. Cambridge. And... Do you need a certain number, or just?
No, it's essentially where we're just starting off at, because you are able to see this too. We give you a really easy-to-use app that will show you all this, but we also look at the analytics of things, seeing where you're getting traffic from, and then from there we'll actually be able to depict specific areas that you get a lot of work from, and then even focus more so onto those places with an emphasis. So right now this is essentially just getting our bearings and getting a good foundation, and then we'll kind of develop it from there.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, those areas are fine. Basically, a 20-25 mile radius.
Perfect.
From Boston.
Awesome. All right, I got you down for that. And then, okay. And then, Paul, I have your first name here, Paul. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then, what is your last?
Adam Eades, and spelled Adam like Adam and Eve. Then IDIS, like ID is Adam.
All right. And then what's a good email for you?
Paul@pcnerds.com. Very simple.
That it is. And then for a billing address for you, I have 54 Evergreen Avenue. Is that correct?
Yeah, you could use that. That's my home address. Or you could use the actual shop or office, which is 1105 Washington Street.
It would be whatever's on the card that we'd be using today.
They're both on the card. So I've got a business card, which points back to Washington Street, and regular cards, which point back to my house.
Do you have any preference?
So let's do the business card.
Okay, so yeah, what was that address again?
1105 Washington Street. West Newton, zip code 02466. Actually, 02465. Take that back.
Okay, thank you. And just give me one moment. Yeah. I'm applying that discount that I had for us. All right, I got that all applied. And for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
Let's do a Visa.
All right, great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
Sure. 4246-3153-9121-7997.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please?
0728.
And the CV code as well, please.
It is 381.
Thank you. And we're never going to give out your personal information. And for these listings, we also get you a business line that weeds out a lot of the spam and spoof calls. It has some security on there that recognizes like the addresses that are associated with placing those calls. But even with that, just because of the presence of these spammers, and you know this well, that maybe one or two of those spam calls might trickle through. So what we do is set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you and you want to make sure it's us, you just ask us this question. We'll immediately answer it for you. So for that security question, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Oh, well, you guys chose the most common ones. Let's do... The city, well, I want to do the city I was born in, but what was the first one you said?
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Let's do that one.
Okay, and what's the answer for that?
Diamonds.
Great. And just one more thing I need to do before I'm actually able to process the payment. It's called our voice verification. It's just recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, as it's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point I'm going through this, Paul, and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
PC Nerds.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Paul Adamides, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now if you could open up your phone contacts for me, I'm going to give you our direct line. This is the one we'll call you from here on out, as well as how you contact us. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash. And I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
That is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. Perfect. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing services during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
All right. So your payment for the initial term will be charged today's date, September 29, 2025, in the amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the amount of $299. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay. And how long do you expect this to take before it kicks into effect? Before, let's say, I get onto the first page where I see good results?
So generally,
would it be the first month or two or three?
Yeah, generally around the 45-day mark is when we can say comfortably you'll be there. Definitely with you already having that exposure, us not having to make your account from scratch could definitely shorten that time frame. But comfortably, we'll definitely say the expectations around 45. And then you'll slowly elevate. You'll get jobs alone off of that those Facebook ads generally within the first week or so just because of how well we can program.
And what SEO keywords are you going to use?
Well, that's something I was actually going to say. I want to first congratulate you in joining us. Everything got processed, and I really think this is going to be great. Now, what we're going to do is you got sent a text as well as an email, just our terms and conditions I need you to sign. And as soon as you do that on this call right now, we're going to schedule your onboarding. At your best convenience, it's a 45-minute call with one of our specialists, and that's one of the things they collect is the keywords specific to what you want to be offered in, the areas if you want to get any more specified, and just essentially everything.
Do you plan on doing that right after this phone call or sometime in the future?
Whenever is most convenient for you, we'll schedule that.
Yeah, I can't do it right now because I'm still at work and I'm taking time off to do this.
If you could just do the terms and conditions, sign that real quick, and then we'll schedule that either for later today, tomorrow, or later this week, whatever fits you best.
Yeah. This week is fine. Yeah. All right. Sounds great, man.
Yeah. So you should have sent that text already. If you could get that signed for me, we can go ahead and schedule that for you.
Actually, I did. I got something. Yeah, copy the invoice, URL. And if you have any questions, telephone number, so.
Yeah, it should say something like, click here to accept subscription terms is the one you're looking for.
Okay. All right, sounds great.
All right.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Well, whenever you get the chance to sign that, let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding. When would you like to do it? It's about 45 minutes. We have availability tomorrow and the rest of this week. What would you like to do it? What time?
Can't do it tomorrow. Rest of the week is fine. Thursday or Friday works best.
Thursday or Friday. Okay, what time Thursday would you like to do it?
Anytime.
We get in the office.
Thursday or Friday.
Okay, how would 10 a.m. work for you?
That's fine.
All right. And this phone number that we have for you, the 617-655-9800.
That's one to reach me at.
Okay, great. All right, I'm scheduling that right now. You'll get an email invite, and I'll actually be at the start of this call just to introduce you to the specialist and get the two of you acquainted. But other than the terms and conditions, if you could get that signed whenever you get the chance, there's nothing else we need to do. Again, man, congratulations and welcome to Local Splash. I think this is going to be a long
relationship. Yeah, I appreciate it. What was your name again?
My name is Evan Diaz.
Evan, thank you so much, Evan. Evan, I have one question before I go.
Sure.
I know somebody who's thinking of starting a dating site. Do you guys do that?
We're more of a service-based promotion, so like anything that's actually
promotion
service-based,
site.
Yeah, we'll be more so on
but
that.
But can you promote something like that nationally or internationally?
I'll have
not
to ask,
locally.
Man, because that's pretty niche, but I'll have to ask. I'll definitely ask my supervisor to see if we can host something like that like nationally.
Yeah, because I know you're Splash Local, not Splash International.
Well, we do have national and international brands that we represent. It's just the fact that, I just need to know if we can do that specifically. It'll definitely be a question I'm going to ask my supervisor here.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'll text or email you back and let you know, or at the very least just let you know on that call on Thursday.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Frank.
Awesome. Yeah, no problem. I'll talk to you on Thursday, and we'll get all this rolling, and I'll get back to you as well on that dating site thing.
All right. Sounds good, bro. Thanks.
Awesome, man. Take care.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.